WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's crunch time for the Harris and Trump campaigns, and all eyes are on Wisconsin. Last night, Kamala Harris was in Madison holding a rally at the Alliant Energy Center. She brought some star power with her. The event included performances from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, and members of The National. She took the opportunity to speak directly to Gen Z.
You, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future. You, who grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers are standing up for freedom.
This was Harris's 12th visit to Wisconsin this year and her 8th since becoming the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination. Meanwhile, Donald Trump hosted a rally in the Fox Valley last night, and he brought some Wisconsin star power of his own. Here's Lisa Hale.
When former President Donald Trump rallied supporters at the Resch Center in Green Bay Wednesday, many of those attending were sporting number 4 jerseys as Packer legend Brett Favre made his endorsement of the presidential candidate.
Because the stakes are incredibly high. Families across Wisconsin are struggling to make ends meet. People's salaries haven't kept up with inflation. It's getting harder for younger people to buy their first home. People are losing hope in the American dream.
And that's not all for their final pushes in Wisconsin. Both candidates will be back here in the Badger State on Friday, just showing how much attention is here on our voters. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. It's supposed to play is turns and points, so and that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's going to be cloudy and windy today, and the temperature is going to fall through the day down into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and cold for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I think it's weird that we're asking Kamala to answer for what Joe Biden said, but we're not asking Trump to answer for what Trump says, right? Like, this is the thing. We're talking about garbage. He's cosplaying as another working class person. But his quote, he's quoted, I mean, you see him at the end of that quote, but his quote from Wisconsin was, it's not her, it's the people around her. They're scum. They're absolute garbage.
Go on, politics girl. She is kicking it on CNN. I just emailed her yesterday. You're so proud of you, LA girl.
And her hot husband.
Chris, stop hitting on him.
Stop it.
If I have to stop hitting on her, you have to stop hitting on him. This is our DNC game.
Am I making things uncomfortable?
Yes. Okay. Chris.
Hi. Uh-oh. Yes.
Right out of the gate.
Let's do this.
Who said, to echo Lee's point, it's adorable how people have spent their entire lives calling fellow Americans stupid, faggots, dykes, crazy, fake, losers, thugs, wackos, basket cases, nut jobs, N-words, and clutch their pearls when they're called garbage. Who said that?
That would be me on Threads.
Oh, you're not allowed to get you, right? That would have been even funnier. Hey, good boy.
Okay,
you get a gold star. You get a gold star for that. I mean, are you kidding me with this? Oh, my God, and the garbage. It's like, can someone please make a porta potty joke so he puts his name on a porta potty as well? So he,
yeah,
he puts Trump on a garbage
truck. On a garbage truck.
And gets dressed in a garbage man's outfit. And sorry, kids, but the photo op, as many people said, any of us with that parent that had a stroke, I'm just, between stroke, dementia, I don't know. But did you see him, the way he was stumbling, trying to get in the, okay.
Funny, but not.
No, that part not funny. Yeah. You know, Nurse Hannity, oh, this is going to be an iconic blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, maybe not for the reasons you're thinking. I mean, thank God the big papers, right, that don't have the balls to do an actual endorsement. The Las Vegas Sun, swing state newspaper, slams Trump as crippled cognitively with clear signs of mental illness. I mean, just say it, for God's sakes. He is clearly some combination of mental. By the way, could he be any browner? Has he deported himself yet? I mean, seriously, what is going on with his makeup even? But don't we all recognize these signs as like a older person in decline? Alzheimer's, right. Stroke, you know. You remember
Grandpa
that?
Thinks Matlock is real.
You know that unscheduled trip to Walter Reed? Everyone speculated that was a stroke, the way he drags that one leg and, you know, him trying to walk down that ramp. I mean, we've had so many signs of this, but that thing was, oh, you're like, oh, wow. So the Las Vegas Sun, they said not only does Trump's racism, sexism, xenophobia make him totally unfit for any public office, but his mental acuity and sharpness are also in decline. The nation must confront the fact that beyond his hateful character, he is crippled cognitively and showing clear signs of mental illness. Trump has never had the moral compass to lead this country, but even his supporters cannot afford to ignore the signs that he may no longer have the mental faculties to lead it either. The stakes are simply too high. I mean, isn't it the final punchline after chasing Biden out of the race? And there's Biden yesterday, like, running up the driveway of the White House, and Trump, like, can barely walk anymore. I mean, it's just... And to your point, Chris, and to Lee, on and to his Politics Girl point on CNN, are you kidding me? And also the fact that, it's your second guess the quote.
Oh, okay.
The clue is Lee already quoted this.
All right, let's do this.
It's the people that surround her. They're scum, and they want to take down our country. They're absolute garbage.
Crash Landers.
No, thank you for getting that wrong. No, that was Donald Trump.
All right.
I mean, of all the names he's called everybody, he used the word garbage, and now it's like, you know, Fox News is practically going to have a, you know...
A conniption.
Yes, over that Biden misspoke, cleared it up immediately. By the way, also not the candidate, Kamala Harris immediately condemned that. Sure, her campaign has been exactly the opposite of that, you know, of saying she wants to be president for everybody. She's made so, her entire campaign has been about that, about reaching out.
To a fault. I mean, yes. You know.
Charlie Pierce and others, a little hinky about the Cheneys.
Yeah.
Almost too inclusive.
Some people are a little hinky about putting a Republican on the cabinet, but, you know, whatever.
Some people want a bouncer on that red carpet. Yeah. No, not war criminals. Sorry, Dick. Liz, you're okay. Liz, yes. Dick, no. You need that bouncer from This Is 40. That's funny. Okay, in my own mind, that was funny. Okay. But anyway, I just, oh my God, him sitting in the garbage. Remember, we just keep saying this is going to be the stupidest part of the timeline.
Yeah.
How do you like my garbage truck? Did he do the horn? Did he do
He should have. Okay. I don't know if he did.
This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. Oh my God, it's just the stupidest stunts ever. Oh my God. We also bragged about getting the endorsement of Brett. Oh, thank you. Brett Favre. Who, by the way, was a... Who's his doctor?
Dr. Huffar.
Huffar. Dr. Furrier. It's Huffar.
Brett Favre is here to see you, Dr. Furrier. He was the driving force behind a multi-million-dollar welfare scandal in Mississippi. Oh, so, of course, he's going to brag about... Another grifter crooks endorsement. Oh, my God. Okay, can we take a second to say, how about those Dodgers? How about those Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Love LA.
Love it. Yay.
And only part of the city was caught on fire last night.
Right. Guess where Kamala Harris lives? LA. I'm just saying, it's a good sign. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Brian Tyler Cohen says the last time the Dodgers won the World Series, Trump was defeated in the general election. Just saying.
I love LA.
Our condolences, New York. All right, let's... And happy Halloween-y.
I knew that the Dodgers won last night because I was woken up by fireworks. I'm like, okay, yep, Dodgers won.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
We go to bed at ass o'clock, so that's all we care. We're like, stop, keep that noise down.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. World Series. Shut up, you kids. Get off our lawn. Okay. So here is in the dumbest campaign cycle ever. Vice President Harris having to answer this question. Here we go.
Which one?
Nine.
Nine. I did that.
President Biden put his comment last night about garbage.
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but... Let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not.
Yeah, and then she went on to say,
And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That is my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career, and I take it very seriously.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Oh, am I jumping ahead? I'm sorry. Also, can I just say, the supporters are trash. But anyway.
They are.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to be afraid to say it. They're garbage.
I mean, he obviously stumbled and clarified it. But you know what? Like, whether he's referring to the comedian or the people that encouraged and laughed at that kind of racist, sexist garbage that we heard at Madison Square Garden. It's just, I'm so tired of, this is why I'm wearing my Alpha Liberal shirt, of us backing down.
Yeah.
Your thread was perfect.
Thank you.
Are you kidding?
Wow. What? I did something good?
Don't get a bit ahead of yourself.
All right.
Don't get too big ahead about it.
Okay.
All right. there was so little time left until you're wrong again. But my point is.
All right.
You have your pillow to show that you're right.
Well, I am right. Let's see.
Okay. All right. However, I apparently am losing in an electoral landslide on the Chris is wrong, Chris is right merchandise.
You are. How did that happen?
Come on, kids. Let's get some Chris is wrong t-shirts going, flying out the door.
Because I'm right.
No. Okay. Where was I?
I have no idea.
Huh? Oh. No, they are garbage. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you're voting for a 34-count felon rapist who calls everyone in the United States that doesn't suck his hole.
Oh, ew.
You're garbage. If you're still voting for this, you are garbage, like him. I mean, that is just... explain yourself. Someone that you're twisting yourself to say, well, how, you know... Hitler did some good things. I mean, give me a break. Oh, I'm just saying, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. It's time to take out the Nazi trash. Okay.
I was scaring cats and dogs late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When a smell from the garden began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
we found some trash.
It was the Nazi trash.
The Nazi trash.
They were a right-wing backlash.
The Nazi trash.
They were as fun as a rash.
The Nazi trash.
It was the Nazi trash. Fresh with his bourbon, Giuliani's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the bottle and shook his craw and said,
whatever happened to my license to practice law?
It's in the trash.
It's in the Nazi trash.
The Nazi trash.
Yes, they had a big bash.
The Nazi trash.
Hitler minus mustache.
The Nazi trash.
It was the Nazi trash. There, there. Come now, Donald. Let me introduce you to Zombie Arnold Palmer.
I just caught that at the end. Zombie Arnold Palmer.
Uh-huh.
Well, part of them's rising from the dead. Hey, hey, hey. Rigor mortis. How big is it when it has rigor mortis, I wonder? Wow.
I think he's past the point of having rigor mortis.
Way past.
He's just like a skeleton.
Oh.
Yeah, you come out of rigor.
Happy Halloween, Arnold Palmer skeleton.
It's quite some bones he's got there.
Yeah.
That's quite a bone. What? Hey, Chris.
There's no bone in that.
No.
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 I know it's been a while since you've seen one.
I've seen one.
All right.
There's no bones in there.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. Listen, there's a groundswell of support, and by that I mean one thread and one email. But Steve tweets, Chris and Jody, please stop pressuring Mama to wear undies to L.A. Sexy Liberal. Her theme song is Freedom. She is a free spirit, unbridled by fashion. Hashtag free the beef.
Unbridled by fashion. Oh, my God.
Seriously. David in D.C., who's been professionally black since 1965, says, Jiggles, don't you let Chris and Jody bully you. You wear whatever you don't want to wear on stage. I, for one, look forward to seeing all of your bits in D.C. in January, 2 days before Madam President is inaugurated, as they say at the Rodent Discount Store. Free Bieber for everyone, David, D.C. See, a groundswell of support.
Really?
I'm also going to wear the knee dress. Pardon
what?
Me, the one I can't wear a bra for is because it's got a lot of naked parts of it. Because you know what?
Wait a minute.
This is the big pre-election show. We got to amp this up. L.A. Sexy Liberal. SexyLiberal.com. Get those last tickets. Come see us in person. Go get the pay-per-view if you can't do that.
Do you really think that wearing a dress with a lot of holes in it is wise when you roll around on the floor as a part of your act?
There's holes here. Jody can explain it to you. It's kind of sheer.
We're going to see sheer. Nip. We're going to see Nip.
Yeah, you're going to, right. Well, you're going to see a lot of stuff and no extra charge. It's for America.
She doesn't bother to put in tape.
You really should.
They're not big enough. They're all packed in there. Don't worry. Okay. We have a big show. We've got Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, and we have Debbie Mercarcel Powell, who is going to beat Rick Scott in the great state of Florida. This is very, very exciting. And also Dana Goldberg, and then everything will be better. Yeah. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my sore upper lip. Would you like an explanation?
What happened?
Well, you're subjected to how cute Bonnie and Clyde are.
Sure.
My little shorties. Uh-huh. They are unbearably cute. And I sometimes kiss them so many. Well, there's a lot of mutual kissing, but I kiss them so hard sometimes that I believe I've injured my upper lip. I woke up, did someone punch me in the mouth? And I think I'm like, oh, so cute. And I'm like, and I've injured myself. I have a dog kissing related injury. They're my children. This is why I feed them Dr. Marty's superfoods, because I love them so much. I explain it to them all the time how much I love them.
All right.
I'm heart and soul.
You got to explain it extra hard to
my
Clyde.
My angels and my everything. Pardon me?
You got to explain it extra hard to Clyde.
You know what?
What?
See, I opened the show being nice to you, and it doesn't matter. Always boomerangs. The bullying always boomerangs on me. Doesn't see what happens when you appease a fascist?
Yeah, total fascist.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world. If you love your doggies like I do, get it. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild skin cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
What would you say if I told you I was a witch?
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hey, kids. Let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect
have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I get it, because
it's Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
This portion of the
No.
It's brought to you by Halloween. It's brought to you by Halloween. Hi.
And the Dodgers win.
Yay! How about those Dodgers? Okay.
Oh, now yours.
All right. By the way, this is getting disconcerting, Chris LaVoy. You were right about something else. That's what I forgot in the opening segment.
What happened?
After the show yesterday, we were talking, and you said the Trump campaign's internal polling on Pennsylvania must be really bad. And on cue,
yep.
What's this story?
Trump campaign's internal polling
there
in Pennsylvania
is, concern
is
at the
really
Trump
bad.
Campaign. Veteran GOP strategist says internal polling is giving them pause.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no less than, what, Jody, three stories about them trying to suppress the vote in Pennsylvania. He's already whining. That they're stealing Pennsylvania, you're like, oh. Yeah, Trump already gearing up to contest Pennsylvania election result if Harris wins, according to one analyst. RNC chair says Trump campaign will sue Pennsylvania County over mail ballot confusion. Group uses flimsy USPS data in effort to block hundreds of Pennsylvania votes. We were asking that. We're like, what is going on in Pennsylvania? I'm like, oh, I see. Probably they pissed off every living Puerto Rican, first of all, that lives in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
God knows what their internal...
Well, he's encouraging people to vote by mail right now. And so it's kind of funny that they're trying to stop people from mailing ballots.
Right, which makes you think,
it.
What do they have planned for... There's already, some Trump or douchebag with a machete trying to intimidate Democratic voters that are...
They're declaring shenanigans.
Yes. I think it's a little beyond shenanigans. But yes, Margaret Hoover, Republican strategist, said Republicans have told her that campaign aides for Trump have concern over internal polling. I think if you're the Trump campaign, she said, you're not looking at CNN's numbers. You're looking at your own internal. Honestly, I think their internals are giving them pause because I think they're seeing even more... Look, they have a lot of resources for polling, more than public media companies have. She said, I've heard from Republicans there's concern at the Trump campaign against the operatives that actually really do know the political wherewithal. The turnout enthusiasm numbers are not where they need to be. A, yay. And B, just get out and vote. For God's sakes, we need to turn out.
Latest polling says that Kamala is pretty far ahead in Wisconsin and Michigan and tied... tied in Pennsylvania.
Can I just tell you, I'm at the point where even good news gives me gastrointestinal, everything is giving me gastrointestinal.
Do we need a mop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Good God above said, man, do I miss the days when voting was boring. Now apparently it's like an amazing race. Avoid the flaming drop boxes and the machete-wielding Trumper. Okay. What? Yeah, this one, Trump appears to be gearing up to contest Pennsylvania if it goes Harris's way. Trump posted, Pennsylvania's cheating and getting caught in large scales, never seen report before. Report cheating to authorities, law enforcement must act now. Someone seems very colicky this morning.
Uh-huh.
Let's ask Carl Frisch about it next. Right.
first opened about 10 years ago, we were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
Raise your hand if you feel a rapist saying he's going to do something if women like it or not is... Creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Okay, let's ask our friend.
Carl.
Carl, first, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? carlfrisch.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Morning. Do you know if today's gimmick, he is the cowboy or the
construction worker or right. garbage truck driver?
Uh-huh. Policeman.
This time.
Can I just say the not funny part of this? I believe Mika Brzezinski pointed out this whole, it's just, when I think they cannot get weirder and creepier, Carl, I'm going to do it whether women like it or not. Mika Brzezinski said, well, the abortion bans due to Donald Trump are certainly punishment for women. She noted the new report about the death of 28-year-old Giselle Barnica, who died while doctors stood by and refused to assist as she miscarried due to their fears of the draconian Texas laws forbidding abortion. She was 17 weeks pregnant. Mika said Donald Trump is the protector of women because his bans just killed another woman. Mm-hmm. Carl, I keep saying it. November is coming. I think they just they don't know what... What's coming? I guess that's the only way I can say it, is that we get these stories every day, these tragedies, don't we?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting to me is that all over the country, House and Senate candidates are running ads, even in places where you may not think abortion rights are up for debate, reminding people that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will put forward a national abortion ban, mm-hmm. that it could ban abortion care in California or New York or other places. So I think in addition to having an outsized impact in the presidential race and in swing congressional races, it's also going to boost turnout in places that are not highly competitive, like New York and California.
We have we have Debbie Mucarcel Powell on next hour, uh-huh. Carl, who's running in Florida against Rick Scott. And she tweeted, reminder, Rick Scott proudly supports Florida's near total abortion ban with almost no exceptions for rape and incest.
Let's remember, when we keep saying near total, it's only near total because they didn't get the job done the first time.
Right.
They will come back and they will find other ways to restrict it into oblivion. This is temporary for them. Their goal is to... outlaw.
Yeah, I think, you know, you and I as gay people, I mean, I think I'm hoping that 2016 was a cautionary tale in many ways. All the people that are like, oh, they're never going to overturn Roe, they fundraise on it, even some of our liberal guys, you know, well, it happened. And the people are going, oh, no, calm down, they're not going to take gay marriage. Yeah, they are. We better take it all seriously this time, right?
They won't stop with marriage equality, right? It'll be far, far more sweeping than just that. And look, this is a Supreme Court that is highly unpredictable when it comes to what type of precedent they will respect and what type they won't. You know, and so you best believe that these are the things that are on the ballot when we vote. And again, if you've not voted yet, what are you waiting for? Get out there and vote.
And you were just out in Arizona door knocking. I phone banked and did postcards. I mean, I'm telling you, Dr. Redliner and his wife went door to door in Pennsylvania. I really do feel like people are taking Michelle Obama seriously, like do something. This is such a terrifying election that it's not enough to just vote, right?
One of the things that I've found interesting is I've knocked in eastern Pennsylvania and in Arizona at this point, in addition to Virginia. And when I'm in California for Sexy Liberal, I'll be knocking for some of the targeted races in California as well.
Yay.
Running into...
Wear your Dodgers cap.
Yeah.
I keep on running into large numbers of Republicans for Harris and Republicans for whoever the Democratic candidate for Congress happens to be. And, you know, as somebody who has often seen the ads with these people, you can just kind of sometimes wonder a bit. I wonder if that's like their cousin or something, or if that's their aunt or their uncle, right? Be in the ad. But it's definitely real. I went to a canvas launch in eastern Pennsylvania. Half the people there were Republicans for Harris and for Janelle Stelson, the Democratic congressional candidate in Harrisburg. So there is something interesting happening here that isn't even polling or an anecdotal reporting.
I feel like... this gaslighting. So Sean Hannity played a clip of Trump stumbling into a garbage truck before claiming the iconic epic moment would be remembered fondly for a long time. Yes, but I don't think it means what he thinks it means.
Exactly.
He said, yes, apparently the top Democrat in the White House thinks we're garbage. But as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And today in Wisconsin, take a look at that. Well, we did look at that. And as I was saying, the Las Vegas Sun, thank God for some newspapers with courage to say he is crippled cognitively and clearly suffering from mental illness. I mean, on top of everything else, right?
I mean, well, and like most of Donald Trump, just days ago, he called the left scum and garbage. So, and I don't think he's apologized for that. Also, I don't think anybody in their right mind thinks that a garbage man has, the guys that, women that take out the trash, have pristine trash trucks with their name emblazoned on it, yeah. And their tie and slacks under their protective vest. When doing the work.
Please, somebody today make a joke about Trump supporters being crap so he will do an appearance with a porta potty with his name on it, because I thought that's going to be the perfect, like, when his campaign goes down in flames, just him with the garbage truck.
Right.
Well, going off the cliff is going to be the meme.
They had the Don's Johns for his inauguration in 2017, so, he'll never miss an opportunity to have his name on something.
It will be an actual flaming dumpster fire. Carl, I think the things that we are concerned about, of course, are Republican effery, because as we were saying, it's clearly already starting in Pennsylvania. The chairman of the RNC said the Trump campaign intends to file a lawsuit in Bucks County for turning away voters who had lined up to apply for mail ballots. Of course, every instance they're going to use as, Democrats are stealing things, when it's, normal. They're doing whatever they can to cause chaos and confusion, right? Yeah. County officials have said several times over the last few days that the election offices are not polling places, and on-demand printing of mail ballots is not early voting. Pennsylvania law does not allow early voting. Officials said anybody who is in line to apply for a ballot by 5 p.m. on Tuesday was able to submit their application. So, obviously,
well, conspiracy theories that they're already... Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've already seen the video of the postal inspector dropping off the ballots that had come in that day at the post office, at the elections office, and some, Trumper with a, cell phone camera saying, look at these liberals, trying to put ballots into the box and whatever. It's like, well, or it's just the Postal Service doing its job.
Right.
Well, and speaking of that, a group of citizens are challenging hundreds of mail ballot applications in Pennsylvania, claiming they were submitted by voters who've moved to a new address that disqualifies from voting in the state. A coalition of voting rights groups are pushing back, calling them a malicious attempt to disenfranchise voters. Every single one of these lawsuits is, how do we stop people from voting? We are very concerned about the validity and intent of these challenges, deliberate abuse of the election system, and the time and energy it will take for our local officials to address them. That's what they want, right? Steve Bannon, flood the zone with, right? And all these junk lawsuits. I mean, it couldn't be clearer, could it?
No, and, this is in part what they tried to do last time around, but this is going to be it on steroids. I'm hopeful that we're ready for it. I think Mark Elias and his team and everybody else who's engaged in this work have been expecting this for months. But you never know what a judge is going to do or what the Supreme Court's going to allow to happen.
Speak to why I saved your home state story for last. The Supreme Court clears Virginia governor to purge voters days before an election. Once again, just unbelievably bad ruling, unprecedented, whatever you want to call it, with just a week to go, not even until the election, Supreme Court agreed that Virginia could continue to purge its voter rolls of suspected non-citizens. A Washington Post review of Youngkin's claims, the Republican governor, says purging more than 6,000 non-citizens from the voter roll found that most of the purges stem from paperwork errors rather than actual cases of non-citizens voting. We know this, but the purge has targeted qualified citizens. According to one analyst, the Supreme Court decision is extremely worrisome because the National Voter Registration Act explicitly forbids systematic purges of voter rolls shortly before an election. It now looks like the conservative supermajority will let states ignore that prohibition. Joyce Vance said this ruling overrode that longstanding precedent. I mean, to your point, though, Carl, about Mark Elias, I saw him on TV yesterday saying this is not going to affect the election in Virginia. Kamala Harris is going to win. But it is amazing the myriad ways they're trying to find to disenfranchise people, isn't it?
Well, and in other places, they've got lawsuits to disallow the counting of provisional ballots.
Right.
So how do those things tie together? Well, let's imagine that you are a voter whose registration is canceled because Governor Youngkin is trying to brown nose Donald Trump by canceling registrations. And so you're at the polling place on election day and you're trying to vote. And they tell you, well, you can't because your registration's been canceled. Well, then you have a right under law to ask for a provisional ballot.
Right.
Well, now they're trying to make it so that you don't even have that right anymore. And so ultimately what this comes down to, when people say, you know, how do you know that Republicans are just trying to, are not just trying to keep the process clean and fair? Can you name one example of Republicans trying to make it easier for eligible voters?
No.
You can't.
I mean, in some cases, they're saying, you know, they're probably disenfranchising some of their own voters and their zeal to stop people from voting.
Gambling on is that, you know, their voters are either going to be more committed to getting it resolved or less collateral damage in the process. So if they can cancel 2,000 Democrats and only cancel 500 Republicans, they think that's a net gain.
Yeah. Well, and meanwhile, can I just say, every story just about you see, it's them trying to cheat,
yeah.
Right? A woman supporting Trump was reportedly charged with felony voter fraud after she filled out an absentee ballot for her dead mother. How many of those stories have we seen with Trump supporters? Republican former congressional candidate charged with stealing ballots in Indiana during a test of a voting system in Indiana. State police says he's, I mean... This just on and on. And this one I already mentioned. A machete-wielding teenager was arrested on Tuesday for trying to intimidate two women who were holding signs in support of Kamala Harris. This is in Neptune Beach, Florida. They said 18-year-old Caleb. Of course, his name's Caleb.
Oh, poor Caleb.
Somebody. Poor Caleb. Trying to intimidate two unidentified women, 54 and 71 years old, by brandishing a machete while they stood outside a polling place. I mean... Carl, they're trying. We keep saying all of this stuff, lighting drop boxes on fire. It's all, you know, to undermines people's confidence that their vote will be counted, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, if you're wondering who Donald Trump is going to pardon when he becomes president, if he becomes president, these are the types of people that he's going to let off the hook.
Yeah.
So look, what do we know? All of this craziness. We know two things. One, you need to go vote now. Like, don't risk having some weird problem happen.
I'm sorry, Chris, are your headphones working? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Carl.
Don't risk having some weird problem happen that keeps you from being able to exercise your vote. And number two, you still have less than a week to get out there and knock doors, make phone calls, to give a little bit more money to help close the deal here. When Kamala Harris wins on Tuesday, you need to know that you did everything in your power to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't wake up to celebrate it until Thursday, then you worked hard enough.
And Carl, to echo your point, I read a tweet about, you know, I want to go back to when voting was boring. I mean, I think that's the problem. This is not boring. This is, again, unprecedented because of the stakes here. And so I agree with you. I've been urging people on the voting early because you have time to correct. You know, if there is effery, whatever kind, when you go to vote, you have time to correct it. You have more, you know, but if you wait till election day and there's effery, whether it's, you know, violence, fires, whatever the heck, it might happen. You know, you have no time
if you've already voted, then you can spend election day helping to get out the rest of the voters.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think we just don't know what to expect this time. I know you said you said when Kamala Harris wins. Thank you. My mumbly-tumbly thanks you for that. I think so, too, but it's just so... I think there is that totally unexpected thing. I mean, of course, they're trying to take this stupid garbage ball and run with it, you know, as if Donald Trump doesn't say something horrible about fellow Americans every few minutes, right?
Yeah. Look, she could be 25 points ahead right now, and we would still all feel the way that we feel, because we're Democrats.
Yeah.
The only way to make yourself feel better about this is to get out of the fetal position, get off the floor, and go do something about it.
Yep.
You know, like, get over it. Like, knock on doors, make phone calls, give money, do everything you possibly can. find every single person in your address book that you think might have a problem getting out to vote. Make sure they get to the polls.
Yep. Yep. We are the ones we're waiting for. I loved Rick Wilson's tweet. He said, all you CEOs bending the knee to Trump are going to feel pretty stupid next week. And we see you, you cowards. So, you know, and it couldn't be clearer whether it's character or policies, Carl. We just had companies come out and say, we're going to have to raise prices way through the roof because of these tariffs. How many more warnings do you need that a second Trump presidency would be a complete and total disaster?
Yeah, we'd be careening from one, you know, self-inflicted wound to the next, because he truly does not care. He can have friendly reporters on friendly networks explain tariffs to him, and he still doesn't get it.
I know. All right, Carl Frisch, you're leaving it all in the field. And yeah, I hope you can clean up after yourself. But okay, thank you for everything you do.
Squeaky clean by Saturday night.
Yay! We'll see you Saturday for LA Sexy Liberal.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, there he goes. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Jody's got a new phone.
I did. I haven't turned it on yet.
Okay.
There's a joke in there, something about it. Isn't there, Lonnie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's already turned Lonnie on, just not the phone. Okay, listen.
Staying out of that one.
Smart.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Credo Mobile is the OG sexy liberal company. Yep. As we approach the big finale for Sexy Liberal in LA this Saturday, they are the OG sexy liberal company. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits, a lot of the same causes that Sexy Liberal has given to over the years.
That's right.
Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Right, Jody?
Right.
Switching is so smart, so easy. It aligns with your values, and you get to make a difference, and you bring your current phone and your current number, and bam. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, wait, the winning is not over. You can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com, the code is STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Hello, my name is
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm a vampire.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, this is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural solutions for everything: stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, pain relief after exercise, now is the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit cbdistillery.com. Enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is VIP. cbdistillery.com. I use it for pain relief after biking, and it works like magic. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land. Only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, oh, I almost picked up the whale poop story. That's not it. Dr. Marty's.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know what? There is a connection. Why?
Why?
Fantastic poops.
All right.
There you go. Listen, for any parent, human or canine or feline, poop is very, very, I mean, you have a very poop-centered life, don't you?
How about that for a dollar?
Right? I mean, not only is this election cycle show, but I'm just saying, when you're out there with your doggy bags every day, You appreciate, because sometimes some of my dogs have been prone to, I know it's gross if you're eating breakfast, loose stools.
Uh-huh.
But, these are firm. They're fantastic. You can tell how happy and healthy they are because Dr. Marty's is real food.
Yeah.
It's superfoods. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. And then they throw in, you name it, not the kitchen sink, but everything that you might throw down the kitchen sink. Because, you know, like this part of kale and sweet potatoes and blueberries and all everything.
Right.
Yes. All of the stuff that keeps them happy and healthy and living a long time. So you can have nothing more kisses for Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
And firm poofs.
I literally have injured my upper lip kissing Bonnie too hard. That's how much I love them. Right now, you can get 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world, and love on your dogs that hard. And you get a free bag of Cod Crispies. Oh, my God, I love those so much. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 57 minutes after the hour, I'll go Karen from Chicago. Hello, honey bun.
Hello, sweetie pie. I am anxiously waiting my check-in for tomorrow's flight to L.A.
Yay!
I just want to say, oh my gosh, I was bawling listening to Malcolm. If people out there have not read his Substack, please find it and read it.
Yep.
It is worth. I mean, it's
about the,
it's amazing.
The visit to his wife's grave and then talking to the George Washington statue and what you know what this means to you know a lot of it. And I tweeted the picture of my mom's inscription on my dad's grave in Arlington, and it's just. This election is only everything to a lot of people that love this country. 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Doom.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and they rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.